ज्येष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमन्मरासरसारम्भि त्वं शिवतः ततस्थितः कर्षान्नेन स्वनैर्गोपीर् गोपीनाथ श्रियेष्टिनः वृन्दावे तुलसीदेवै प्रियायै केशवस्य च कृष्णभक्तिप्रददेवि सत्यवत्यै नमो नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्य रूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गौराधार शिवाशरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Shastriya Sangeet.
Like what?
Shastriya Sangeet, like you sang other time.
India.
Oh, okay. Like Mangal Gisi? Mangal Gisi.
As you like. You should.
What page is it?
I think it's 104 in that one.
You are not ready. I thought that you are ready. I told you.
Srita Kamala Kucha Malala Hari Srita Kamala Kucha Malala Drita Kundala Drita Kundala Drita Kundala Kalita Lalita Vanamala
Lalita Vanamala
Jaya Jaya Deva Hare 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 Jaya Jaya Deva Hare Dila Jana Ranjana Jaya Jaya Deva Hare 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 Jaya Jaya Deva Madhu Mura Nada Kavila Shana Hare Madhu Mura Nada Kavila Hare
Written a book, Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda, glories of Govinda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when saw this book, he collected and told all that you should collect this book. At that time, no preach, nothing. You write down and thus preach. He ordered. And then all the Vaishnavas in Puri, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they wrote down that book. And they make their necklace, this book. In that book, first song is, oh, this, what she got. It was so near and dear favorite to Krishna that Jagannath Dev, he heard and became attracted. Devdasi was singing in a forest in night, and hearing it, sweet this kirtan. Oh, Jagannath Dev opened his door. Though it seems that he is a statue of wood, but he came out and began to run very fast. There were thorny bushes. So his cracks came in body, and also his claws were rotten, damaged. And then he heard patiently. In the meantime, when he was running, oh, that Devadasi, oh, he stopped her kirtan. And he became mad. Anyhow, he returned back to his temple, closed the doors. And in the morning, when Pujari came for Mangal Arati, he saw that why Jagannath so much in scratches and here and there and claws. So then he called main priest, and then king was called. Why it became? Who did? They became very anxious. They wanted to arrest the culprit. But who was culprit? Himself Jagannath was culprit. Why he ran away after a lady? But he was attracted by song. And then he gave dream to king, his main servant, that, oh, she was singing very far away. And I could not check. And at once I ran. So Bush's thorns, they scratched in my body. Then he announced that in night, only in front of Jagannath there, anyone can sing this song from, not far away, here and there. So everyone were careful not to sing. One Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too, he was going to Chatak Parvat, a very mountain-like sands on the coast of ocean, Indian Ocean. And in the night, anyone was singing, any lady, in a very beautiful tune and sweet tune, Mahaprabhu could not check. Who is singing? He forget and began to run towards that sound. Gobind knew that, this song is coming from a lady, very young lady. So he was pursuing him, don't go, don't go. Otherwise, you will give up your life to embrace a lady. When he was running, Mahaprabhu, and he was pursuing, but he could not run like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was fast running. And then, he loudly told, Prabhu, what are you doing? This song is coming from a very beautiful young lady. You should not go and embrace. Hearing this, he became alert. And he came in senses. He checked up him. Govinda, if you have not stopped me, then if I have touched that lady, even I would have given up my life forever, jumping in ocean. So this song is so. That book is now I've translated in Hindi in so many good ways. And it is ready in Hindi. All over India, also over India, here and there, this book is so famous. And I think that very soon English edition will also come. So many books will be available. I'm working very hard. And my associates, so many, Krishna has given, Swamiji have given, so many or learned and qualified Rasik Bhakt to me, I'm very lucky. He has arranged everything and they are helping me. So, my Ujjwal Nilmani, a very good book. Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, this book. Brihat Bhagavatamrita of Sanatan Goswami, Guru of Roop even. Very soon they will come. I am waiting very soon. And then we will know what is bhakti. Otherwise not. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this book himself to all. Don't think that book distributing is Arav Siddha Bhakti. Don't think. Never, never. If it was so, that why Vyasadeva compiled this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, and he told Sukadeva Goswami to preach everywhere. Why Krishna promised in Gita, he has told that, oh, this knowledge should be given to all. If there is no Gita book, how we can preach? So don't think like this. So you should have a strong belief that if the motive is other, to earn money, and by that maintaining me, then it is bogus. Arup Siddha Bhakti. But to please Gurudev, to please Krishna, and for the benefit of all human beings, if any book is distributed for Gurudev and Krishna, and for benefit of whole universe, then this is not Arup Siddha Bhakti, pure bhakti. What to do distribute book distribution? Even a person is cleaning the stool of any devotee, it is much better than to chant and remember the Swarup Siddha Bhakti if that man is criticizing others. Then, you know, so many are Mayabadi, Sahajiya, they chant Harinam, the Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but what fruit? They want to mix in Krishna. Very, very, offensive. So you should be clear in your mind that the book is distributed for the human being. So please Gurudev, if Gurudev is telling that you should wash the stool of any devotee, you should, when enjoined the mutt, at once a very sincere devotee of Gurudev who was serving him so much, very good mridang player and songs, cooking, washing the clothes of Gurudev he was serving. But he became sick. And that time I personally told Gurudev, Gurudev was busy in serving that boy, even disciple, very young age. I told that I want to help him, that you should preach. I will look over this, my God brother. And I used to clean every day his blood coming from mouth, his urine, his stool even. And that is why Guru Maharaj were very, very pleased to me. And that is why I am coming here. So, try to know all these things. Tribhikam Maharaj, Pujyapad Tribhikam Maharaj. Oh, he was glorifying me by all these things. That you took your life in your hands and served.
By this you conquered Gurudev's heart.
So, you should not be in any doubt. You should chant, remember Nagar Sankirtan, book distribution, and go through the book, what is the essence of that book, and try to follow sincerely. Then it will be not Arup Siddha. Otherwise, it must be Arup Siddha. Thank you. Shuddha Bhagat.
Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajanaya Na Gola. Shuddha Bhakata Sheva Parama Siddhi Premlati Karamola Bhagata Shuddha Bhagata Charana Renu Bhajanayanu Kula Shuddha Madhavati thi bhakti janani jatane palana kori Ekadashi tithi bhakti janani jatane palana kori Ekadashi tithi Krishna Basati Basati Boli Paramaya Dore Bori Krishna Basati Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajanayanu Kula Shuddha Bhakata Gaurayama Jeshavasthane Karala Brahmana Rangye Sabasthana Hira Bhayami Pranaya Bhakata Sange Sabasthana Hira Bhayami Pranaya Bhakata Sange Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajanaya Nukula Shuddha Mridanga Bhatta Sunite Man Abhasara Sada Jache Mridanga Bhatta Sunite Man Abhasara Sada Jache Gaura Pihita কীর্তন শুনি আনন্দ হৃদয় নাচে, গৌরবিহীন কীর্তন শুনি আনন্দ হৃদয় শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজন অনুকূল, শুদ্ধ যুগল মূরতি দেখিয়া মোর পরম আনন্দ, যুগল জয় রাধে হে জয় কৃষ্ণ, যুগল মূরতি দেখিয়া মোর পরম আনন্দ, যুগল আর প্রসাদ সেবা করিতে হয় সকল প্রপঞ্চ জয়, প্রসাদ শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজন অনুকূল, শুদ্ধ যেদিন গৃহে ভজন দেখি গৃহেতে গোলক ভাই, যেদিন হরিব হরি হরিব যেদিন গৃহে ভজন দেখি গৃহেতে গোলক ভাই, যেদিন চরণ সিন্ধু দেখিয়া গঙ্গা শোক না সীমা পায়, চরণ শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজন অনুকূল, শুদ্ধ তুলসী দেখি জুড়ায় প্রাণ মাধব তো শনি জানি, তুলসী জয় বৃন্দে হে জয় বৃন্দে, তুলসী দেখি জুড়ায় প্রাণ মাধব তো শনি জানি, তুলসী গৌর প্রিয় শাক সেবনে জীবন সার্থক মানি, গৌর শুদ্ধ ভকত চরণ রেণু ভজন অনুকূল, শুদ্ধ ভকতি বিনদ কৃষ্ণ ভজনে অনুকূল পায় যাহা, ভকতি प्रभु है हे प्रभु आमार भक्ति बिनद कृष्ण भजने अनुकूल पायो प्रति दिवसे परम सुखे स्वीकार कर प्रति दिवसे परम शुद्ध भगत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल शुद्ध भगत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल भगत सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेम लती कर मूल भगत सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेम लती कर आर शुद्ध भगत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल शुद्ध भगत चरण रेणु भजन जय माधव तिथि जय एकादशी माधव तिथि जय एकादशी माधव तिथि जय जय माधव तिथि जय एकादशी माधव तिथि जय एकादशी
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namo Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sundavadi Paschatadesha Panine Namaste Om Vishnu Padaya Gaura Prishnaya Bhutale Sisimad Bhakti Pragyana Keshava Iti Namine Nama Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati iti namine nama. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Jaya Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nidago Premanande.
Timirandhasya Gyanan Janasalakya Chakshuruna Militanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayivacha Patita Nam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namah Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namah Tavaivasmi Tavaivasmi Najivami Tvayavina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tanne Mama Charanantike. First of all, my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Pad Padma Ong Vishnu Pad Sishman Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We here, we want to glorify Bhakti. And we have discussed on this subject from beginning that Rupa Goswami has told, Adau Shraddha and Tata Sadhu. We have discussed 2 points only. And I think that we will continue it in also Beja. Very interesting thing, and also you will be inspired. And if you will know all these things and hear with very carefully, then you will have a greed to serve Krishna, surely. And then, by bhajan kriya, nishtha will come. All kinds of offenses, ignorances, anartha, unwanted things, very easily it will go, if you are sincere. So, I want that you should be sincere. Hear all these things. So I want today to discuss about bhajan kriya that Rupa Goswami has written in whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and also in Ujjwal Nilmani for rare devotees. To be qualified to read and follow Ujjwal Nilmani, very, very rare. But there is hope that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates are here everywhere in the world, though we know or not know, they are. So only hope that Mahaprabhu is merciful, Krishna is merciful, Srimati Radhika is more merciful, and combined mercy of Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaur Hari, most merciful. Only this hope. So I want to discuss today what is bhajan kriya. So first of all, Shyam Rani should speak something about this.
Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chapsurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Namo.
No, this.
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajatama Diksha Guru Pada Padma, Nichalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Sita Sri Sri Manchala Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajatama Shikshi Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada, Stotra Sita Shri Srimad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj, to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words on Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya is explained very beautifully in Sri Madhurya Kadambini by Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, who himself is the re-manifestation of Srila Rupa Goswami, who, as Srila Gurudev just explained, described all these things in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. In order to explain himself, he reappeared as Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and in Madhurya Kadambini he describes Bhajana Kriya. Some of the activities of Bhajana Kriya are delineated in that song that we just sang, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu, that is, serving the lotus feet of pure devotees, honoring Ekadasi. Gurudev once gave a speech on this in Brisbane, that Krishna is very worried, thinking, these people in this world are so fallen, what can they do to serve me? So I myself will manifest as Ekadasi. As Radharani comes out of Krishna's left side, Ekadasi also comes from Krishna's body and is more important, Gurudev said, even than Janamastami. It's actually Krishna himself. Krishna has manifested as that Titi. So observing Ekadasi, participating in kirtan, offering bhog and honoring prasadam, engaging in deity worship, these are some activities of Bhajana Kriya. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that there are two kinds of Bhajana Kriya. One is Anasthiti Bhajana Kriya, Anasthiti Bhakti, and that gives rise to, if performed sincerely, to Nisthita Bhakti. First comes Anasthita Bhakti, that is, there's six kinds of unsteady service. But even this Bhajana Kriya, which is unsteady, it gradually eradicates the different kinds of kleshas. It gives rise to klesha agni, or destruction of the different miseries, like avidya, ignorance of the self, confusing myself with my body, confusing illusion with reality, confusing false ego with real ego, and rag, great attachment to the material world, dvesh, envy of others, abhinivesha, fear of death, being so attached to material enjoyment, thus always being afraid that death will come and destroy my enjoyment. So these kleshas are destroyed gradually by Bhajana Kriya. The six kinds of unsteady bhakti or Bhajana Kriya are, first, utsaha mai, that is, sometimes very enthusiastic, appearing enthusiastic, but this enthusiasm is based on not spiritual things. Like I'm first coming to school and the teacher says, oh, look at this book. A is for apple, B is for ball, C is for cat. Now here's a test. So I'm not knowing anything, just looking at pictures, but I can see by the picture, this is A apple, B ball, C cat. The teacher says, you're such a wonderful student. Then gradually the subjects get more hard, and I have more difficulty, and the teacher twists my ears. When the teacher says, you're such a wonderful student, I'm so enthusiastic. But upon being chastised, my false ego tells me to say, I don't like this school, I don't want to go. So utsaha mayi is false enthusiasm based on false ego. Then gana tarala. Sometimes my concentration or absorption in the name, in scriptures, is very great. It's very condensed, gana, like a cloud. And sometimes it's tadala, very diluted, because the subject matter may be hard or my mind is very flickering. So sometimes condensed interest and sometimes very diluted interest. And then vyuta vikalpa, or fighting against sense gratification. I vow that I'm not going to take sweets because it makes my mind uncontrolled. But then so many nice halava and other sweets come, and then I think, I'll start tomorrow. So fighting and not succeeding in the fight against sense gratification, although trying. And then unsteadiness of mind. That is, I will get married, I won't get married. I will get married, I won't get married. If I execute marriage life properly as a serious grihastha, I'll make advancement in Krishna consciousness by respecting my spouse as my spouse is a servant of Krishna, not for my enjoyment. So I'll assist them and we'll both advance in Krishna consciousness. And if I'm in the renounced order, practicing bhakti without any attachment, certainly I'll make advancement. But in this stage of indecisiveness, I can neither get the benefits of renounced life, nor can I get the benefits of serious grihastha life. I go in my mind constantly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is married, so I should also be married. But Sukadeva Goswami wasn't married, so I shouldn't be married either. But all the members of the Panchatattva were married, so I should be. But if I don't get married now, later on when I get old and I haven't gone through Varnashram properly, then I'll be attached to get married when I'm 60 or 70 years old. So maybe I should get married. In this way, being on the mental plane and not taking advantage of any ashram. And then, taranga rangani. Oh, inability to follow vows. Niyama akshama. That is, one is fighting against sense gratification, and one is and not being successful, and one is inability to follow vows. That is, I'm chanting 16 rounds now, but my Gurudev told me to increase it to 32 and even 64. He told me that I'll really only make advancement when I can chant 64 rounds, and Krishna will only accept my offering if I'm chanting sincerely 64 rounds. So I'm taking a vow, I shall chant 64 rounds. Then headache comes, cold comes, weakness comes, I'll start tomorrow. So attempting to follow vows, but inability. Niyama akshama. And then finally, tarangarangani. Riding on the waves of the material facilities that I've gotten by my impure execution of bhakti. That is bhakti uta, anarthas that come by the imperfect execution of bhakti. I give a good class. Somebody gives me a $100 donation and tells me what a great class I gave. So I think, yes, I did give a good class. I should figure out how I should use this money for myself. But actually, if it was a good class, all the credit goes to my Gurudev. As we pray to the previous acharyas when we sing their songs, this is not my prayer. This is your prayer. You feel this prayer and you've realized it. For me, it's ink on a page or simply words. Please make your prayer my prayer. Please make my heart one with your words. Similarly, the class that I may give is not my class. If anything is good about it, the knowledge is my Gurudev's knowledge. I have no knowledge. I'm simply repeating syllables. Gurudev explained there are three kinds of preachers. Those who simply repeat words, those who are in Raganuga Bhakti.
Oh, please come on subject.
Okay. So, tarangarangani.
You are derived from subject. Okay. I want that you should tell about bhajan kriya, not the fruit of bhajan. What you are telling, this is the fruit of nishtha or other things. Mm-hmm. not bhajan kriya. Okay. So please come on subject.
Bhajan kriya means the activities of devotional service. There are 9 processes of devotional service. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, thinking about Krishna, hearing about Krishna, remembering about Krishna, serving his lotus feet, engaging in deity worship, carrying out the orders. All these activities are activities of bhajan, activities of bhakti. Attending Mangal Arati in the morning is an activity of bhajana kriya. Waking up in the morning, and first thing I do is I remember my Guru Parampara, Jai Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, remembering the qualities of each of the personalities in that Guru Parampara, and praying that whatever qualities he has, he'll give those qualities to me so I can execute my bhakti properly. Then attending Mangal Arati and praying that I can enter deeply into the meaning of Mangal Arati as described by Param Gurudev, the deep meanings of the awakening of Radha and Krishna. Chanting. Gurudev said, if you simply chant Hare Krishna, you'll be full of material desires. Doesn't seem to make any sense. But the meaning is, I must sing the bhajans, the songs. Because by singing the songs and praying to the personalities who wrote the songs, that my heart can become one with theirs, my desires change from matter to spirit. So that when I chant the Hare Krishna mantra, my desires are spiritual. And I start to think like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, take away my envy, let me desire to take birth in Vrishabhanupura. So many spiritual desires come when I regularly sing these songs. And regularly hearing class, Gurudev is instructing everywhere he goes that whatever community is there locally, and I'm part of that community, I must attend the functions of that community. If it's not possible, then I must attend the functions on my own. I told him once, Gurudev, I have so much service for you, so my chanting and hearing becomes more sloppy because I'm so busy with my deadlines. So he said, no, you must be just like me. I'm so busy all day preaching and writing, but I always take time to chant and to weep. So you should also take that time.
Thank you. Sriman Bhakti Sar Maharaj will speak on the point. Very good. Thank you. Vinanjana Salakaya Chaksuram Yantam Jena
Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak on this subject of bhajana kriya. According to according to Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur, the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Why not Goswami? The original?
I understand.
He has commentary.
He has also commentary.
Vishwanatha Chakrabarti, but really coming from Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. So you can use word, Rupa Goswami.
I'm not prepared for that, Gurudev.
Go on.
What's that?
Don't fear, go on.
Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur, in his Madhurya Kadambini, he has described the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, first canto, Srinvatasa Katakrishna Punyashravana Kirtanam, that there are 3 stages of bhajana kriya. First comes this anishtita bhajana kriya described by Srimati Shamrani Didi. the unsteadiness and all those features we heard about, characterizing that unsteadiness. Then will come Anartha Nivritti. This stage means the cleansing of unwanted...
I want that you should begin from Anartha, there is, and what is Bhakti Kriya.
Yes.
Bhajan Kriya.
He says that...
Even Anartha is there.
After that he says Nishchita, so, Bhajan Kriya comes.
No, I want from beginning. If a man is full of so many Anarthas, lakhs and lakhs and millions, how should he practice Bhakti Yoga? What is good for him to do? For him, what Bhakti Kriya? Bhajan Kriya.
He'd better find a guru and take shelter of him and get some instructions.
So I should say, or you should say. Go on. Don't
if he's that unqualified, Gurudev, anyone will need guru, but especially if someone is so unqualified, how they will know what to do.
Or you should tell to others.
I'm sorry, Gurudev, I'm not quite sure I understand where you want this to go, because Bhajana, she covered the topic of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya. Oh, Gurudev Shrine, you wanted to go?
Oh, so you should sit.
Okay.
Oh, you.
Om Jnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
So what is Bhajana Kriya? Bhajana Kriya means activities of bhajan. In the conditioned state, the conditioned living entity is covered by so many types of ignorance. There are so many types of anarthas, and there is so many problems. Actually, to do bhajan properly, it is not possible for someone in the conditioned state. Therefore, the very first thing one must do, Adav Guru Padashrayet.
Oh, very good. This I wanted.
From the beginning, one must take shelter. Padashrayit. One must take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. And under the guidance of Sri Gurudev, only then one can begin the process of Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya begins at the time Diksha Kale, at the time one has received Diksha from a bona fide Guru. Nowadays, some people are saying, no need of Guru, we can accept any great Acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, or Srila Prabhupada, or we can accept any Vaishnava, no need that they are present before us. But no, according to Bhagavad Gita, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanenas tattva darshanaha. How can we serve Srila Rupa Goswami? How can we serve any Vaishnava who is not present before us? How can we fall at his feet? Oh, my Gurudev is here, I will fall at my feet. What does it mean, pranipat? It means to offer dandavat pranam. Dandavat, ashtanga dandavat pranam. It means to what? Offer my head, my body, mind, words, intelligence, everything I'm giving at the lotus feet of my Gurudev. And then Gurudev will engage the disciple in Bhajana Kriya. Now you should do something. So some persons, they came once to Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj at Suryakund. And he gave them some instruction. Oh, you should grow eggplant. And they were thinking, oh, what is this? We came here, we wanted to do some bhajan and remember Ashtakali Alila, but he is instead engaging us in growing eggplant. Why? Because Gurudev knows the heart of the disciple. And Gurudev will take that disciple who may have so many anarthas and who is in ignorance, unable to see the proper path, and will engage that disciple properly so that they can come into the path of bhajan. So there is some discussion also. What is Swarup Siddha Bhakti and other activities? How other activities, which are not included even in the 64 items of bhakti, how they are also Swarup Siddha Bhakti? Why? Because Swarup Siddha Bhakti means, according to what is the intrinsic nature of bhakti, which is Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Uttama Bhakti is defined intrinsically. That Swarup Lakshan, the intrinsic characteristic of bhakti, is that it is meant exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. So actually, we are praying to taking shelter of Gurudev. Because why? Because he knows how to please Krishna, how to please Mahaprabhu, how to please Radha and Krishna. This is real bhajan. Real bhajan means like the six Goswamis are doing. Hey Rad, hey Vrajadevi ke chalalite, hey Nanda suno kutaha, Sri Govardhana kalpa pada patale, kalindi vanye kutaha, Goshantavati sarvato vrajapure kedar mahavi holao, Vande rupa sanatana raghu yuga sri jiva gopalako. They were in so much distress. They were going everywhere in Braj, saying, where is Krishna? Where is the son of Nanda Maharaj? Where is Sri Radha? Where are the gopis? Where is Lalita, Vishaka? Huh? They are going everywhere, Govardhan, Radha Kund, everywhere. And they are weeping day and night. Someone is saying that someone may be chanting three likes like Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. But who is higher? Oh, Srila Rupa Goswami, he may be chanting only one syllable, not even one name of Krishna. Ha! And he is falling unconscious. This is real bhajan. Oh, but we cannot touch this. We cannot even come close to this concept of bhajan. So, by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev, he will engage us and he will give us some instruction that we should do these activities. We should sing these bhajans. Why? So that we are praying that the moods of our acharyas, they may come in our heart, that the moods of my Gurudev. Oh, who is my Gurudev? Oh, I am thinking of my Gurudev always. In what form? Oh, I am seeing my Gurudev coming before me like this, but actually he is serving Radha and Krishna, always giving pleasure to Radha and Krishna. In this form, always I am praying that my Gurudev will somehow give me entrance into bhajan, because bhajan is the root of bhakti. Bhajan means, bhajate, means how to worship properly. Worship is not even appropriate English translation, but bhakti means devotional service, doing everything for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. So, in this way, we can begin to come from the conditional stage, and we can begin to follow the angas of bhakti, as Chamarani Didi was describing. Sravanam kirtanam vishno smaranam padatevanam arsanam vandanam dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam itipum sarpita vishna bhaktis chenna vaktina lakshana kriyeta bhagavati adha tanmanye dhitam uttamam. So under the guidance of Sri Gurudev, we are engaging in these processes of bhakti and directly offering our life energy, our everything, at the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. And in this way, our human life can become successful. Hare Krishna.
Very good. What is the meaning of Guru Padashraya? What is the meaning?
Omigyan Tivanandasya Gyanandana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Venma. So Bhajana Kriya means to take full shelter of the lotus feet of Guru.
More louder, please.
Bhajana Kriya means to take full shelter lotus feet of bona fide Sadguru, and under the guidance of bona fide Sadguru, engaged in the 64 limbs of devotion. So we should know very clearly what is Guru Padasraya. So the Guru, there is two types of Bhagawan. One is Vishai Bhagawan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishai Bhagawan, he is the enjoyer. But there is another form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this world. This is called Asray Bhagawan, or the bona fide Mahabhagavat Guru Pada Padma Vaishnav. Asray Bhagawan indicates he is the form of Bhagawan upon which the jiva should take shelter. Chakudan Diloje Janme Janme Prabhu Se. The disciple should feel in his heart very deeply, I am an eternal servant of the spiritual master. I am his eternal servant. He is my eternal Lord. So we should examine ourselves very, very deeply. Have I reached the feet of Guru Pada Padma? Krishna says, Nada Bhaktas. Krishna says, one who calls himself my devotee, he is not my devotee. But one who calls himself a devotee of my devotee, he is my real disciple, he is my real servant.
Please hear. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, clearly it has been told, Guru Padashraya and Diksha Shikshanam. Why it has divided in two sections? So you should try to what? So Guru Padashraya, what is, and what is Diksha Shikshanam? Padashraya means to take Harinam. And know that my life will be successful if I am in his guidance. O Gurudev, I will obey you. I will try to know your wishes and try to follow. Manavisht. I don't know anyone, even not God. Through you I am knowing that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Radhika is Hladini Shakti, are all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined of Srimati, Radhika and Krishna. I hear, but everything I can know only in your guidance, by your obeying words. So fully taking shelter, he will support, he will nourish, he will save me from worldly
entanglement.
What? No. Chain of birth and death. So Gurudev is. So I am going to take his shelter. This is called Guru Padashraya. Then he will not look here and there. Don't disobey. You should choose a guru who is surely a benefactor, who is in the line of his Gurudev. He is in the line of Gurudev. He is doing bhajan in the guidance of his guru and guru parampara, giving proper respect to all. Has no worldly desire. He is fully detached, knowing all the meanings, hidden meaning of all the shastra. Not knowing, even he is realized. Then in whole lifetime you cannot give up him. You will obey. But we see there are so many, what, not guru, but kangaroo. Really they are not guru. When you were initiated first, you never examined him. But later on you saw and realized, oh, this guru cannot save me. He cannot give any benefit to me. He cannot teach me, oh, Krishna Bhakti, because he is himself not doing anything, not practicing. Oh, he cannot chant more than 16, sometimes 2, sometimes 3, sometimes like this. No belief in his Gurudev. And later on, oh, he gives up the guidance of Guru and chanting everything. To disciple, he may tell, oh, I am Guru, bona fide Guru. But really he is not. When a person will realize that, oh, this Guru is not really Guru, bogus. Even he is not sincere, then he should be given up, doing pranam. And try to take shelter in a bona fide guru. And if you are not doing, no bhakti, only karma. Krishna will not sprinkle his mercy. Oh, so many things that. Abhaisno mutkhod girna utam harikata. If he is not guru, if he is not even a Vaishnava, and you will hear him, serve him, then like a cow who is not giving milk, and you want milk from that cow. You want a fruit from a fruitless tree like bubble and thorns. How it will come? So we should take shelter in a Guru Path Padma. Who can give? Oh, Krishna consciousness, really. And that person is what?
real ISKCON. I know that Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has told, Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati Kriyatam Kutopi Jadi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Mulle Me Kalam Janma Koti Sukriti. Who is ISKCON member? Who has this quality? Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Bhav Kurashi. He can make all, inspire all in that. And if a guru, a Vaishnava is found like that, oh, give your head heaven and take shelter. This is taking shelter. Right? Like Raghunath Das, if your guru, who cannot help you, but sincere, and Madhyam Adhikari, oh, he cannot give you Krishna Prema. But if you pray him that, oh, please give me your permission that I should associate a high class of Vaishnava, like Jiva Goswami, who told Shyamananda Prabhu. And his guru, oh, I'm very happy, very happy. Raghunath Das Goswami told to his guru Dev Jadunandan Acharya, oh, impressed him, oh, at once you should go to your guru there. In Jaiva Dharma it has been written. What? They were told by his guru, they ordered himself, oh, you should go to Gopal Guru. And he went. No less honor for his guru Dev. Like equal. They are equal in all respect. So this is called Guru Padashya. And that, or after that, what is Diksha and Shikshanam. What is that? Diksha. He had taken Arsha. He chanting name. But his name is not very qualified. So Gurudev wants that I should give him Diksha. Di Dibhyagyan. Cha. Passing all kinds of offenses, unwanted things. Like, we have heard that kasha. Kasha means?
Bell metal.
You should tell loudly. What?
Bell metal.
Oh, if it is given some chemicals, it will be gold. So Gurudev gives this medicine or this chemical to his sister. And then, oh, Divya Gyan comes. What is Divya Gyan? Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Radha Tattva, Offense Tattva. All there are so many things. He is expert and he is delivering to his disciple. And makes like him. Guru never makes any disciple. Our Gurudev or Prabhupada has told. He has told, never a guru makes any disciple. I have not made any disciple. He makes guru. His old disciples were what? Guru, and they can. They would have
delivered the
whole world. You know that Loknath Das Goswami, he made Raghunath Das Goswami guru, not disciple. Narottam Thakur. What name? Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Oh, he did not made him disciple. Any bona fide guru, he touches like a touch a stone and becomes gold. And he knows all kinds of tattva. And prerna karta hai.
Inspire
the disciple.
to know all these things. Yesterday I told, Gurudev told, oh, everything should come in you. And at once, it became like miracle, wonder. And then, second, cha. We have so many anarths. So many. Shyamrani has explained something. More. Lai. Vikshet. Apritiparti. Kashaya. And after that, all so many. Even. So many things. We want to discuss, but we have not so much time. But we will explain here or there or anywhere. And you should try to take all these things. Then, ksha, diksha. And then, sikshanam. What is sikshanam? What sikshanam? Oh, very deep subject. Sikshanam. You know, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami went in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told, I don't know all these things. And he took his hand and gave in the hands of Sarupa. And then he became Sarupa Raghu. And what he did? Oh, he made him like him. What we see? Rupa Goswami has given only theory. But Raghunath Das Goswami has how, in what proportion they should be mixed. Rupa Goswami has not told. In Manashiksha, in his all books, in what proportion, what thing be given, then it will be surasa. Suras means? Suras means? Oh, like rush. In India we tell, some sugar, some water, some kevada or lemon, we mix, and then it becomes very tasteful, like nowadays, very lemonade or no. Coca-Cola, like Coca-Cola. All cannot make this. They don't know combinations. So, Rupa Goswami has told, oh, rasa. And he has produced rasa and given rasa. But how this rasa will come? Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. And also Jiva Goswami and other Goswami has done. If he will give 1 kilo sugar and 1 glass of water only, and some salt, then what it will be? But if he will give 1 kilo sugar and 5 kilo water and 1 or 2 only lemon, and then it will be of very high class. So Raghunath Das Goswami has explained what and how and in what way we can make bhakti to bhakti rasa. All the acharyas, previous acharyas, like Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, all they produced and taught bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj has taught also bhakti. All has explained about bhakti, but not bhakti ras. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate, Sri Rupa Goswami and others, very special manobhishtapurak, they have done this. We are very lucky to come in this line of Guru Parampara. Very, very lucky. I feel very proud of coming in this line. And you should also. But not only thinking and proud of being this, but following totally, then it will be siksha. What he Raghunath Das Goswami
learned from Jiva Goswami, Sarup Damodar. What he learned? What he has told his Gurudev? Everything. Guru Goste, Gostale, Su Sujane, Su Bhusuragane, Swamantresi Namni Brejvadanda Sarane, Sadadam Bham Hitva, Kuru Ratima Purbam Atitaram Ae Bhrata. Like this he has told. He had not told to anyone, but he has told to human being and to his heart. Oh, this is Bhakti Kriya. Guru gives mantra, but he also teaches that we should respect our Gurudev and in same way Shiksha Guru. Gurudev can give Diksha, sometimes he cannot give Shiksha because a disciple should honor him always. And he cannot tell so many things that should be told. We have so much honor for Gurudev. As for Jab. So, Diksha Guru sometimes, oh, he cannot tell so many confidential things. But Shiksha Guru, like a brother, like a bosom friend, oh, keeping that disciple embracing, and he will tell so many things that in Ujjvalil Mani has been given. So this is Shikshanam. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Vrindavan and he was returning from Vrindavan, and when he came on three rivers, that is Prayag, Arup Goswami met and he knew from before him, he met Ram Kelly Graham and others and he has told that you remember this fact that I'm going to tell. So when Rupa Goswami met him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I want to tell you something, inspire you. Bhakti is like an ocean, bhakti rush. And oh, it is so deep, endless. Unlimited. But I'm telling only one drop. Not only one drop, one sprinkle, atom of that bhakti I'm telling. And it will, if you have, by this you can
drown the whole
universe, you will conquer. And all will be flooded. Anyone cannot be saved. All will be sinking in that ocean of rush. They cannot come up always. Taking and drinking the nectar. And then he, in Prayag, he told, Adau Guru Padashayam Shikshanam Tens, which is the root of bhakti. And then more ten, which are not favorable. Unfavorable. And those who are not favorable and not especially those, the angs, those who are like bhava-mayi, bhava-sambandhi, bhava-nukul, bhava-virudha, bhava-abhirudha. He told everything. I think that you are not understanding. I want it, but it will take time. So he told him. And then other, among 64. Bhakti is unlimited. Not only limbs of bhakti is 64. Unlimited. Rupa Goswami has selected and made easy. Like made grammar easy, and that he has made bhakti easy. And he has told us. So please try to understand all these things, the limbs of bhakti. And as we told, that essence of the whole limbs of bhakti is 64. And the essence of 64 is 9. And essence of 9 is 5. Very, very powerful. If anyone has no offense, then touching only even sadhu sang, naam kirtan, bhagavat sravan, mathurabha, shimurti, shraddhaya shiman. Only this will touch you, that this thing, and oh, prem will come. So, and after that, he told, like Rupa Goswami perhaps told afterward, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Anukramena Rasana Manasi Niyotya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kale Naid Ikhilam Ityupadesha Saram. He told. What? Tannam Rupa Charitadi. Can you define this? No. So define.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. So Srila Gurudev is referring to the 8th shloka of the Sri Upadeshamritam, which Srila Rupa Goswami gave the very essence of all teachings. So he is quoting this verse, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishtan Braje Tad Anuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayed Akilam Iti Upadesha Saram. This verse is very significant because Srila Rupa Goswami is telling that this is the Upadesha Sar, the very essence of all instruction summarized in this one shloka. So here he is telling that the essence of all advice is that one should utilize fully one's entire time, kalam, nayed, akilam, all of his 24 hours should be perfectly utilized in constantly tannama rupa charitadi su kirtananu. He should be constantly absorbed in kirtan and smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyojya. His tongue, his mind, all should be completely absorbed and merged in hearing and chanting and remembering the name, form, qualities, pastimes, and all of Sri Krishna. And he should perform this activity in a particular place, that is Vrindavan, Braja, Tishtan Braje. He should be living in Braj, and it is that special power of that particular location by which he can merge his whole thoughts and mind in the eternal pastimes of Krishna. So if one cannot live in Braj physically, still, one has to live in Braj within his mind and within his heart. Tishtan Braje, Tad Anuragi Jananugami. He must be in Braj performing this kind of bhajan, Nam Bhajan, under the guidance, not independently. Here it says, Tad Anuragi Jananugami. So the Anuragi Jan, these are the eternal associates of Krishna in the eternal Goloka Vrindavan Dham. They are serving Krishna with eternal ragatmika prem. That means his associates, like Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, Shridam, Subal, Madhu Mangal, and Lalita Vishaka, all the gopis, and Srimati Radhika in topmost position. All of these eternal associates of Krishna have ragatmika prem, eternal natural devotion for Krishna. And those who are following their moods within this world, who are actually performing seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi, that they are internally completely absorbed in following their moods and worshipping their bhavs and the way that they love Krishna in their particular mood of Krishna prema. So those personalities in this world, they are called the anugami jan. They are following the moods of the eternal associates of Vrindavan. And all of our acharyas in our line, beginning with Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and all of our Gaudiya acharyas, they are in this category. So Rupa Goswami is telling that one has to be living in Vrindavan, performing this bhajan under the guidance of such personalities. Then he says, Kalam Naid Akilam Ityupadesha Saram. If someone utilizes his full 24 hours daily in this way, under this kind of guidance, living in Braj, then he will be able to perfectly attain the goal of pure bhakti, and that is Krishna Prem, Braja Prem.
Thank you. Very good. Oh, I wanted to explain the sloka of Manasiksha, Guru, that Madhava Maharaj should explain. Very brief, not taking so much time. One thing I may tell you, request you, that what nectar Vaishnavas are giving, there should be there is no any cost in this world. Nothing. If you realize, priceless, out of cost, what they are giving. If you will touch only a sprinkle of that, atom of that, your life will be successful. So no price is there. And you are hearing. So I request you, for this, you should pay something for this festival. Alone anyone cannot do. It is very heavy for one person to do. So those who are really poor, for them I will pay. They should not pay. But if they have some money with them, they can host in hotels and spend so much money for good meals and all these things. For taking a car, renting car, why they cannot give some 2, 3, 4
$50.
Even $2, $3, even they can go. I think they should think of God. I don't want to take much more time in this subject. Now go.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasa Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militang Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As Lord Gurudev command me, discuss about first sloka of Manasiksha compiled by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, which you have heard from Srila Gurudev, who was Sarupe Raghu, Raghu of Raghunath of Sri Sarup Damodar. His mind was not uncontrolled. In one hand, he was eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and other hand, eternal associates of divine couple. Being so, he acting in this world like an ordinary sadhak to teach us how we can develop in Krishna consciousness. So he being causeless merciful, why? Kripaya vidravan dreha, vidravan deha. Seeing our miseries, his heart became melt. So he composed Manasiksha. Gurau Goste Gosthala Isu, Sujane Bhusuragane, Samantre Srinamni, Brajanubajivadanda Sarane, Sada Dhammam Hitva Kurutim Apurvam Atitaram, Ae Santa Bhratas Chatuvi, Abhijachi Dhrita Padaha. Gurau Goste. Srila Dasa Goswami is praying his mind, not to others. Oh my mind, please follow all this thing. Why? Mana eva manusanam karanabandha mokchaye. The mind is the root of all evil. If his mind is controlled, then mind is the best friend of the world. If mind is not under your control, then the best foe, not friend, foe. So Dasa Goswami is telling, Guru Goste. Guru means to Guru Pad Padma. Here Guru Pad Padma means Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Just like you heard from Srila Gurudev, Guru Padasray, first Harinam initiation, and Harinam is meant to make the Harinam perfect, that Harinam should manifest in our tongue, have to take initiation. Without initiation, it is not possible that Harinam will make dance on our tongue. So, Guru, who has given Diksha, and from you are taking Siksha. Sometime, Diksha Guru will be Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Sometime, Diksha Guru is separate, different personality, and Siksha Guru is different personality. No problem. So, we have to increase Roti, both of their lotus feet. Goste. Goste means go plus tha goste. Who lives in Braj, where Gop, Gopi, Gopabalak, etc. the lives, that place called Gosta. So who lives in Gosta means Brajavasi. We have to increase Rati towards them. But which mood you want? You have to increase more Rati towards that kind of Brajavasi. If you are Sokharas, then you have to increase your mood towards Sridham, Subal, etc. If Batsala, then Nanda Yasoda, etc. If Paramar mood, then Lalita Visakha and Radhika. Among them, if you want Tattva Bhavachamai, then Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, etc. For this, Dasa Goswami told, Sridpa Manjari, Karar, Chita Pada, Padma, etc. All these things. Goste. Goste means Braj in Vrindavan. Where all the leaves that place is called Gosta. And Gosta Laisu, who lives in that Braj, for them called Gosta Laisu, like which I explained just now. And Sujane. Sujane means if they are not Brajavasi, they have not any particular mood for Krishna, but they are living in Braj from other sampradaya, they are called Sujan. We have to respect them also because they have taken shelter exclusively in Braj, though they are from other sampradaya. Sujane. Bhusuragane. Bhusur means Brahman. So, who lives in Braj, they are not doing bhajan properly, not one-pointed bhajan towards divine couple, but came in Brahmin family living in Braj. We have to respect them also. If you don't respect, it is not proper etiquette. So, Sujane, Bhusuragane. Moreover, Samantre. Samantra means Sa means own. Mantra means mantra. Which own mantra? Which Gurudev has given mercifully during initiation? Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Panchatva Mahamantra, etc. So we have to every day chant without any fail. I ask some devotee, now festival is going on. Are you chanting your Harinam and mantra? No time. No, we have to do every day. If we not do so, just like for maintaining our body, we have time to take prasad. But why not time for chanting our Gayatri mantras and Harinam? Yes, we are very busy, we know, but still we have to do all these things. Samantre. Moreover, Sri Namni means Sri Harinam. The mantra will give you the sambandha gain. Which mantra we are chanting, it will give us sambandha gain and to make Harinam pure, to make dance on your tongue. So you have to give importance Sri Namni. Sri Namni means, Sri means Sri Nam, Sri Yukta Nam. Sri means Srimati Radhika, Nam means Krishna, Nam Nami Abhed. So I have to chant Radha and Krishna's both name means Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Sri Namni. Moreover, Brajanubhajavadanda Sarane means the divine couple of Braj. We have to take shelter and increase our roti towards them. Because we are doing all these things for whom? To get the eternal service of divine couple. So we have to increase our roti towards them. How? Sada dhammam hitva. Have to give up our false ego. Das Goswami had not false ego at all. Sometime if we get any chance, we become so much puffed up. We think, oh, which we are, now how I became. You have to give up this all false ego. Sada dhammam hitva. Kuru rotim apurvam atitaram. Apurva roti. Unprecedented roti, which you have not increased as before. Being in sadhu sangha, then you can understand all these things. Atitaram. Very quick. Don't delay. Then what will be? Then we can advance in Krishna consciousness. And for which purpose Dasa Goswami wrote this, and which he received from Srila Rupa Goswami and Sarup Damodar Prabhu, then we can get this thing and we can make our asset in our heart. And in their guidance and in their mood, under guidance of Guru Pad Padma, like Guru Pad Padma is following his Gurudev and is serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and divine couple, we can do so, then our life will be successful. For this reason, Das Goswami, being causeless merciful, compiled this slok. Hare Krishna. Bancha kalpataru bhascha kripa sindhu bhayavacha patitanang pavane bho vaishnave bho namo namo.
Oh, this is the essence of Srila Rupa Goswami teaching. But essence of this also, Srila Vishwanath Thakur, after all, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, who came, successor of them, Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has told, Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanayas Tadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachutu Parsana Bajubadhu Barge Naja Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaro Nahapara. Oh, explain you. Oh, essence, only, because time is over. Not so important.
Om Gyanati Mirandasa Gyanandana Salakya Chakshur Unvalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Srila Vaishnava Chakri Thakur, by this verse, he has summarized the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which have been expounded and elaborated upon by his intimate associates such as Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Here specifically, he has categorized the entirety of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into five aspects. First of all, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. Who is our Aradhya? The object of our love and affection. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. Not this Bhagavan in his aspect of Aishwarya, that is Narayan. Or even in his aspects of Aishwarya and Madhurya both together, like Mathuresh Krishna. No. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. It means, Tanaya means the natural born son of the king of Braj. So here he's indicating Lokik Sadbhat Sambandha, very natural and affectionate relationship with Krishna. Araja Bhagavan Brajesha Chanayas Taddama Brindavanam. And as Krishna is to be loved, similarly, his Dham Brindavan is not less worthy of our love and affection. This Brindavan is the Kridastali of Radha and Krishna. There is Giraj Govardhan, Jamuna, Bhongsibat, Nidhuvan, Sevakunj, all of these places. So as you love Krishna, oh, have affection for them. As Raghunath Das Swami's Pada said, go stay. You should love those places of Brajamandal. Because the dust of that place, every dust is completely saturated with the sweet Madhurya Rasa of the Vilas of Radha and Krishna. So, even Krishna himself, without going to the forest of Vrindavan, he cannot fulfill his desires, what to speak of us. So, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanyas Taddhama Vrindavanam. Okay, now we have learned that we should love Krishna and his Vrindavan Dham, but by what method? Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajabadu Bargena Jakalpita. He's saying, oh my dear brothers, employ the method of worship or service, the method of ecstatic, spontaneous love that the gopis of Vrindavan have employed in their loving service to Krishna. Brajabadu. Brajabadu. Vadu means they're new brides. They are young and they've just been married to someone else, not to Krishna. So this indicates following the Parakya Rasa Bhakti. Accepting Krishna as Paramo. Tameva Paramatmanam Jarabuddhyapi Sangataha. Jarabuddhi. Accept Krishna as one's Paramo. Where will we learn about these things? Now we know who is the object of our love. Who is the place where his pastimes are taking place. The method of love. From where can we learn these things? Is there any evidence? Yes. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. This spotless, immaculate, perfect evidence. Where we can learn about this, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. There, if you will look towards Srimad Bhagavatam, we will see in the 10th canto, chapter 21, Venu Geet, the gopis Purvarag, how they love Krishna, how they have such intensity of hankering to meet with him before having the chance to ever meet with him. This is their Purvarag. Where will you find it? In Srimad Bhagavatam. And their separation moods, where? In Gopi Geet, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 30. And, Radhika's Mahabhav, Rudabhav, Adhirudabhav, Mohanbhav. You'll find Srimad Bhagavatam, where? Brahmar Geet. And Madanakya Mahabhav also. All of the moods of gopis of Braja have been described by Shukadev Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has not been described in the other Shastras. All of our Goswamis, they've written so many things. But on the basis of this, Jiva Goswami gave six Sandarbhas, all explaining Bhagavatam. Gopal Champu explaining Bhagavatam. Kram Sandhava explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Sambhadini Tika explaining Bhagavatam. In this way, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have tried to manifest Mahaprabhu's teaching. That is, that the love of the gopis of Vrindavan, especially Radhika, have been described there in Srimad Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam was written, was manifested in this world by Vyas, only to glorify the love of Radhika. Ultimately, this was the purpose. Yes. So Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan, and the Param Purushata Pancham Purushata, the supreme valuable acquisition that is the highest goal of everyone's life, that which is to be attained, the prayojan, is this Braja Prem, following in the footsteps of the gopis of Braj. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. This is the opinion, the mata. This is the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatradra na para. I have no inclination or respect for anyone else's misguided opinion.
Now something is more essence of this. And what is this? Srila Sanatana Goswami has told. Oh, if you want that parakiya mode of gopis, and you want to serve Nanda Nandan, Brajanda Nandan, oh, then you will have to chant the holy name. And what is that? A mantra can take you to Golok Vrindavan. Oh, he can give Sambandha Gyan and fly away. So if you want to go and serve there, then Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Mukunda Govinda
Hare Nanda Kishora Krishna Ha Sri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Ji Vanaradhikesha
Sri
Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna.
The meaning is that He Krishna as a Shakharas anyone call can. Oh, Yashoda Nandan. Oh, in Vatsalya Ras and in Madhur Ras. Vallavi Jeevan, O Prannath, most beloved of all the gopis. But he is not satisfied yet. And then he is telling, O Radhikesha. Then this is the essence of everything, all name. What is that? Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
Jai, 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 Sri Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Sri Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Sri Radhe,
It is not finished here also. There is something remaining, and what is that? We will have to please Radhika. By Radhe Radhe name, O Krishna will be satisfied and he can give anything you like. But we don't want anything from Krishna. What we want? To please our Swaminiji, Radhika. Then what you will have to do? Govinda Damo
Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Dadamo Dharmadhaveti Govinda Dadamo Dharmadhaveti
In the very morning, all the Braj Gopis wake up in the morning. And what they do? Dadi Mantra. But how? Smitvaj Yashoda Suta Balike Uthaya Gopyo Pararatri Bhaga Shrita Yashoda Suta Balike Gayanti Gopyo Janita Anuraga Govinda Damo
Govinda Damo Dharma Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti
After that, I don't do anything. Nothing, nothing.
Srila Gurudev!
I can explain bhajan kriya or up to this. So, I think you are lucky to hear all these things. I am also very lucky to tell you all these things. Very lucky, I think. Now, our classes in LA, this year, we are finishing here. I think that you should take some remnants of all these very sweet pastime, very powerful in your pocket. Don't keep it in your pocket of your dresses, or keep it in this pocket. And then, Radha and Krishna, Kanchugal will be in your heart forever. This is the essence of all the bhajan pranali. Beyond this, I don't know anything. Gaur Premanande. Very quickly. Bitter thing after that. Very quickly.
Hare Krishna. This morning, the devotees who have received initiation, we will now request you to stand up and Srila Gurudev will announce your new transcendental name. The devotee who has received siksha, disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Govar Dhanadhari Prabhu, please stand up.
He's not here?
Yeah,
here. Oh.
Lucio Torres something. Dilianas.
What name?
What is Lucio? Lucio?
Oh, announce the name. What name?
Lalit Krishna Das.
Lalit Krishna Das, Prabhu ki jai. Very quickly.
John Lloyd Rushing. John.
Where? Jai Krishna Prabhu ki.
Sul Kon Bacon.
Oh, what name? Oh, Savitri Dasi. Savitri.
Charter Raymond.
Oh, Charu Krishna, beautiful Krishna. Charu Krishna Prabhu ki.
Alexis Pierre.
Oh, Ajay Krishna. Ajay Krishna Prabhu ki.
Sanandana Kumar.
Oh. Oh, he is one of the four Kumars. Oh, thank you. What name? Sanandan Prabhu ki.
Jody Lee Dixon.
Jai Dev Prabhu ki jai.
Isabella Fisher. Isabella.
Oh, Ishwari. Do you know who is Ishwari?
Radhika.
Radhika, Brijeshwari. Brijadhipe. Namastute.
Rodolfo Sanchez.
Oh, Raghunandan Prabhu ki jai.
I don't know this. Grout Austin. Grout?
Austin.
Austin. Gaur Mohan Prabhu ki.
Paloma passport. Paloma.
Pramila.
Huh?
Pramila.
Oh, Pramila Devi ki jai. One of the gopis. Who has love and affection for Krishna, that is Pramila.
Pramila. James Posford. James.
Oh, Pran Govinda Prabhu ki.
And the last one, Fopa. What is it? Norbax. Okay.
Oh, Nandini. Nandini Devi. Nandini. Anyone in Tamal Krishna?
Yesterday received Harinam and also became Gurudev's Timothy Benjamin. Timothy is here.
Tamal Krishna Prabhu ki.
Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Radha Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Radha
Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Bol Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Bol Bol. Jai Jai Radha
Hari
bol, Radha Rama, Radha Rama, Hari bol. Jai Jai Radha Rama, Hari bol. Radha Rama, Hari bol.
Jai Jai Radha Rama, Hari bol.
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol,
Hari bol.
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari
bol, Hari bol.
Oh, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari
bol,
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Kishori Mahanprabhu. Oh, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Radha Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari bol, Hari bol. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari. Sri Radha Ramana Hari bol, bol, bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari bol, bol, bol. Radha. Radha Radha Mero Radha Radha Mero Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai. Hari bol, Hari bol. Haribol, Haribol. Oh, Haribol, Bol, Bol, Haribol. Haribol, 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 Haribol. Shri Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol, Radha Ramana Hari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Hare. Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram
Hare. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, Radha Ji ke man mein base ghanshyam, base ghanshyam, Shyam ki muraliya mein Radha Ji ko naam, Radha Ji ke man mein
base ghanshyam, base ghanshyam. Radha Ji ko mere mein ko Radha Ji ko naam.
Hey, Radha Ji ke man mein base ghanshyam, Shyam ki muraliya mein Radha Ji ko naam, Radha जी के मन में बसे घनश्याम. श्याम की मुरलिया में राधा जी को नाम, श्याम की मुरलिया में, श्याम की मुरलिया में राधा जी को नाम, श्याम की मुरलिया में. Hey, Radha Ji ke man mein base ghanshyam, ha base ghanshyam, Shyam ki muraliya mein Radha Ji ko naam. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Hari, Hari Bol, Bol Hari Bol. हाँ वृंदावन की गलियन डोल, वृंदावन की गली. हाय बोल हरि, बोल हरि 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 बोल, बोल हरि हरि बोल, हरि बोल हरि 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 बोल. मुकुंद माधव गोविंद बोल. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, 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 Hari 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 Bol. Hey, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hey, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Kiba Jaya, Jaya, Gora Chade. Arotika Shobha Kiba Jaya Jaya Gora Chandir Arotika Kiba Jaya Jaya Gora Chandir Arotika Shobha Kiba Jaya Hey, Janabi Tata Bane Jagamana Lobha
Anavita Tavane
Mana Lobha Ale Jagat Janir Mana Lobha Gaur Nityanander Aroti Shobha Jagat Janir Mana Lobha Nityanander
Aroti Shobha Jagat Janir Mana Lobha
Oi Jannabi Tata Bane Jagat Janir Mana Lobha Nabi Tata Bane Jaya Nitai Gauranga Jaya Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Jaya Nitai Gauranga Kiba Dakhine Nitai Chat Bame Gadadhara Nikate Adaita Sine Basa Chatradhara Boshi ache gora chad ratna singhasane Boshi ache gora chad Aji boshi achen gora chad ratna singhasane Hey aroti karen brahma adi devagane Hey aroti karen brahma adi devagane ওরে দেবগণ আরতি করে হে দেবগণ আরতি করে হে গৌরাঙ্গের আরতি কালে দেবগণ আরতি করে ওরে ব্রহ্মায়াদি দেবগণ গৌরাঙ্গের আরতি করে ব্রহ্মায়াদি হে ব্রহ্মায়াদি দেবগণে তারা গৌরাঙ্গের আরতি করে ব্রহ্মা তাই গৌর হরি বল জয় নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ জয় নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ জয় নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ নর হরি আদি করি চামর ঢুলায় আর সঞ্জয় মুকুন্দ বাসু Goshayadi Gaya. Basu ghoshe gaan kore amar gaurangre aroti kale basu ghoshe gaan kore gaurangre বলে আমায় দয়া করো বলে বাসু ঘোষে গান করে আমায় হে জয়নী তাই জয় গৌর বলে বাসু ঘোষে গান করে জয়নী তাই জয় গৌর বলে নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ জয় নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ জয় নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল রে শঙ্খ বাজে ঘণ্টা বাজে বাজে করতাল আজি শঙ্খ বাজে ঘণ্টা বাজে বাজে করতাল হে মধুর মৃদঙ্গ বাজে পরম রসাল হে মধুর মৃদঙ্গ বাজি পরম রসাল আ মধুর মধুর মধু বাজে হে মধুর মধুর মধু বাজে শঙ্খ বাজে ঘণ্টা বাজে মধুর মধুর মধু বাজে গৌরাঙ্গের আরতি কালে মধুর মধুর মধু বাজে এই গৌরাঙ্গের আরতি কালে মধুর মধু মধু বাজে গৌরাঙ্গের আরতি হে শঙ্খ ঘণ্টা খোল করো তাল মধুর মধু মধু বাজে শঙ্খ ঘণ্টা
মধুর মধুর মধু
হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল অনিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল বহু কোটি চন্দ্র যিনি বদন উজ্জ্বল আজি বহু কোটি চন্দ্র যিনি বদন উজ্জ্বল ধল দেশে বনমালা করে ঝলমল মালা ঝলমল 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 করে গৌর গলে বন ফুলের মালা ঝলমল 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 করে আজি গদাধরীর গাথা মালা ঝলমল 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 করে গদা এই গদাধরীর গাথা মালা ঝলমল 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 করে গদাধরীর নিতাই গৌর হরি বল গৌর গদাধর জয় গৌর গদাধর গৌর গদাধর জয় গৌর গদাধর হে গৌর গদাধর জয় গৌর গদাধর গৌর গদাধর জয় গৌর গদাধর শিব সুখ নারদ প্রেমে গদ গদ শিব সুখ শিব সুখ নারদ প্রেমে গদ গদ ভকতি বিনোদ দেখে গোরার সম্পদ গোরার সম্পদ সেই তো দেখে, গোরার সম্পদ সেই তো দেখে, সে যে গৌর বলিয়ার জানে নারী, গোরার সম্পদ সেই তো দেখে। নিতাই গৌর হরি বল, যে জন গৌর পদে প্রাণ সপেছে, গোরার সম্পদ সেই তো দেখে, গৌর পদে প্রাণ সপেছে, ওরে গৌর বলিয়ার জানে না রে, গোরার সম্পদ সেই তো দেখে। হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল, জয় জয় রাধা কৃষ্ণের যুগল মিলন, আরতি করে ললিত আদি সখী গান, ওরে মদন মোহন রূপ ত্রিভঙ্গ সুন্দর, রাধা বিনোদ বিহারী রূপ ত্রিভঙ্গ সুন্দর, পীতাম্বর শিখে বোচ্ছ চূড়া মনোহার, আজি ললিতা মাধব বামে বিশ্বভানু কন্যা, ললিতা নীল বাসনা গৌরী রূপে গুণে ধন্যা, হা নানা বিধা হা নানা বিধায় অলঙ্কার করি ঝলমল, নানা বিধায় হরিমন বিমহন বদন উজ্জ্বল, আবার বিশাখাদি হা হা বিশাখাদি সখী গণ নানা রাগে গায়, বিশাখাদি আহা বিশাখাদি সখী গণ নানা রাগে গায়, বিশাখাদি প্রিয় নর্ম সখী যত চামর ঢুলায়, প্রিয় নর্ম সখী যত চামর ঢুলায়, ওরে চামর ঢুলায় রে, ওই যে চামর ঢুলায় রে, আরে প্রিয় নর্ম সখী যত চামর ঢুলায় রে, আরে ললিতা বিশাখায়াদি চামর ঢুলায় রে, ললিতা বিশাখায়াদি চামর ঢুলায় রে, হে জয় রাধে শ্রী রাধে বলে চামর ঢুলায় রে, হে রাধে 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 বলে চামর ঢুলায় রে, হে জয় রাধে শ্রী রাধে বল যে চামর ঢুলায় রে, জয় রাধে শ্রী রাধে বলে ও জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় রাধে, হে জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় রাধে জয় রাধে, প্রিয় নর্ম সখী যত চামর ঢুলা, শ্রী রাধা মাধব পদেশ্বর শ্রী জয়া, সে শ্রী রাধা ঠাকুর ভকতে বিনোদ সখী পদে সুখে ভাসে, জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ, শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ, শ্রী অদ্বৈত আদর্শ বেদাধি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ, শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাদর্শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ, বল কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, রাম রাম হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরি রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna. Nitai Gaur Hari 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 Bala. Hey Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Shyama Sundara Madana Mohana Vrindavana Chandra. Jai Jai Shyama Vrindavana Hare Radha Raman Rash Bihari Sri Gokula Nanda Radha Jai Jai Radhe Govinda Jai Sri Radhe Govinda Jai Jai Radhe Shyama Sundaram Madana Mohana Vrindavana Chandra Jai Jai Shyama Sundaram Madana Mohana Vrindavana Chandra Hare Radha Raman Rash Bihari Sri Gokula Nanda Rasheshwari Binodini Bhanukula Chandra Rasheshwari Are Rasheshwari Binodini Bhanukula Chandra
Rasheshwari Binodini Bhanukula Chandra
Lolita Bishakhayadi Jata Sakhi Vrinda
Lolita Bishakhayadi Jata Sakhi Vrinda
Are Sri Rupa Manjari Rati Manjari Anango Sri Rupa
Manjari Rati Manjari Anango
Purnamasi Jagamaya Jaya Virabinda
Purnamasi Jagamaya Jaya Virabinda
Tumra Sabe Mili Aji Sabe Mili Karo Dayaya Miyati Mando Sabe Mili Tumra Sabe Mili Karo Dayaya Miyati Mando Sabe Mili
Dayaya Miyati
Mando Ar Kripa Kori Deha Jugal Charanaro Binda Ah, Kripa Kori Deha Jugal Charanaro Binda Jai Radhe Radhe Jai Radhe Radhe Ore Vrindavana Vilasini Radhe Radhe Aji Kanumuna Mohini Radhe Radhe Hey, Shyama Pyari Radhe Radhe Shyama Hey, Shyama Pyari Radhe Radhe Shyama Radhe Vrindavana Vilasini Radhe Radhe Vrindavana Radhe Vrishabhanu Nandini Radhe Radhe Vrishabhanu Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe. Bala Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaldi, jaldi. Hello, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Bolo Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare. Bolo Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Nitai Gaura Hariba, 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 Hariba. Gaura Hariba, 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 Hey Gaur Hari Hari Bol. Hey Gaur Hari Hari Bol. Hey Gaur Hari Hari Bol. Hey Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hey Hari 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 Bol. Hey Bol Bahu Tule Hari Bol. Hey Bahu Tule Hari Bol. Hey Neche Neche Hari Bol. Hey Gaur Adaita Bol Hari Bol. Gaur Nitananda Bol. Gaur Nitananda Bol. Hey Gaur Gadadhara Bol. Hey Gaur Gadadhara Bol. Hey Gaur Adaita Bol. Hey Gaur Adaita Bol. Gaur Srinivasa Bol. Hey Gaur Srinivasa Bol. Gaur Haridasa Bol. Hey Gaur Bhaktavinda Bol. Hey Gaur Bhaktavinda Bol. Hey Hari 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 Bol. Ha Kamal Hari 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 Bol. Hey Hari 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 Bol. Hari 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 Bol. Hari 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 Bol. Hey Hari Bol Hari Bol. Ha ha ha, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Ha ha ha, ha ha, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hey 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 Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Ha ha ha, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hey Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hey Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari 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 Bol. Hey Hari 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 Bol. Hey Hari Bol Oh Hari Bol. Hey Hari Bol Oh Hari Bol. Bol Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hey Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hey Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hari Bol Hari Bol. Ha Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hey Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hey Hari Bol Hari Bol.
Hari 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 Bol 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 Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaura Premanande Nitai Gaura Premanande Nitai Gaura Premanande
Jai Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jai Guru Deva. Jai Jai Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jai Sri Guru.
Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari Shri Shri Radha